DeLeon, DeSagne, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Hancock, Hernandez, Hill, Huff, Jackson, Knight, Lada, Leno, Ted Lou, Carol Lou, Monning, Nielsen, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Roth, Rubio, Steinberg, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Colleagues, the time is now 2:02, and we are shy of a quorum. I'll ask the Sergeant-at-Arms to please find the absent members. Walking around the Capitol, bring them to Senate chambers so we can begin with today's business as soon as possible. We ask this chambers to come to order, please. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfi, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Lara.
Good afternoon. O God of justice and mercy, your servant, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., taught us that the time is always right to do the right thing. Each and every day we are presented opportunities through our work and in our personal lives to do the right thing, to perform acts of kindness, to treat others with dignity and respect, to make the world we live in a more just and compassionate place for all people. May we be granted the wisdom and insight, the courage and strength to always do what is right. May this be God's will. Amen.
Good afternoon, colleagues. Privileges of the floor. Senator Correa.
For purposes of introduction, I'd like to have the body help me welcome the mayor of the city of Stanton, Mr. Dave Shaver, in the back of the room. Welcome, Mr. Shaver.
Welcome, Mr. Mayor. Anybody else under privileges of the floor? Senator Jackson.
Thank you very much. I'd like to recognize and ask all my colleagues to recognize that this is January 22nd. It is the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, a very momentous decision by the United States Supreme Court that gave women the right to control their reproductive decision making. And while we have continued to fight this battle for the last 40 years, we stand here today in the great state of California as the leader in making sure that we protect and lead the way in protecting women's access to reproductive health care. So I hope you will all join me in recognizing, acknowledging, and celebrating this very significant 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Anyone else under privileges of the floor? Seeing none, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions and resolutions and notices, colleagues without objection, joint rule 62A will be waived to allow the subcommittee on fiscal oversight and bond indebtedness to meet on Friday of this week for an informational hearing without the four-day notice in the daily file. That is without objection. Introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 125, Senate Bill 126, and Senate Bill 127.
Okay. Bills are deemed read. Consideration of the daily file. Under governor's appointments, Senator Fuller.
On appointments, Mr. Assimi and Mrs. Dunn were heard in the Rules Committee on January.
Colleagues, this is item number six. Proceed.
Item number six, yes, thank you. Mr. Assimi and Ms. Dunn were heard in the Rules Committee on January 16th and approved on a bipartisan vote of 5-0. There was no opposition. The appointees responded in writing to written questions prior to the hearing. Lucy Dunn, as President and CEO of the Orange County Business Council, has been successful at implementing strategic plans and finding consensus to move forward on transportation infrastructures. During his first term, Darius Assimi worked to develop the statewide transportation needs assessment, which prioritizes statewide needs so that the commission can address them in a sensible way. I ask for your aye vote.
Okay. Members, any discussion or debate? Senator Correa.
Yes, members, just wanted to briefly speak on behalf of Ms. Lucy Dunn from Orange County. She's done a tremendous job in terms of advancing infrastructure and public transportation works in the state of California. Urge your strong support.
Anybody else? If not, Senator Fuller, you may close.
I ask for your aye vote.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Berryhill.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Calderon. Canella.
Aye.
Corbett. Correa.
Aye.
De Leon.
Aye.
Desaunier.
Aye.
Emerson.
Aye.
Evans. Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Aye.
Hancock.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Huff.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Knight. Aye. Lotta.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Ted Lieu.
Aye.
Carol Lieu. Monning.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Pavley. Price.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Steinberg. Walters.
Aye.
Wolk.
Aye.
Wright.
Aye.
Weiland.
Yee.
Ye, aye.
Call the absent members.
Calderon, Corbett, Evans, Carol Lieu, Pavley, Steinberg, Weiland.
Ayes 31, no 0. Those appointments are confirmed. Returning to motions and resolutions, Senator Wolk.
I'd like to adjourn in memory. Colleagues, please join me in adjourning in memory of a very decent and fine member of the Davis and Yolo County community, Jerry Kaneko. He died on Friday, and he was one of my colleagues on the Davis City Council. He was 88 years old. He had a good life. But a very interesting life. He was born in French Camp. And during his senior year at Stockton High, the war, World War II, broke out, and his family was interned along with him in Arizona, and they lost their property. He ended up in Minnesota, and there's a long story to that, but he ended up enlisting and serving in the military with great honor. He ended up to be a veterinarian. He came to the University of California, Davis, where he chaired the department for 17 years. And he retired in 1994, and that's when I really got to know him, because he ran for the Davis City Council at that point and became our elder statesman, in a sense, on the Davis City Council. And I served with him for his entire term. There are always controversial issues in Davis, and Jerry served during a fairly tumultuous time. But one thing that characterized him always was he was extremely decent and civic-minded, very civil, and a very thoughtful person in his analyses and in his decisions. He ended up, after serving on the Davis City Council, he got very involved in the community and has served in many, many civic organizations, as well as political organizations, the Democratic Party, of course. But he ended up going back to his farm roots by purchasing some property in the south of Yolo County, and ended up growing all kinds of crops and riding around on his tractor, and spent, along with all of his civic activities, he had a really full and active life, and I would like to ask you to adjourn with me in his honor.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. The Senate joins you in this tribute, and please convey our best to the family. Senator DeLeon.
Thank you much, Mr. President. Members, I rise to adjourn in the memory of Alan K. Jones. Alan K. Jones, a longtime Los Angeles leader and volunteer with the American Cancer Society, as well as the American Civil Liberties Union and other civic and political groups in Southern California, passed away last week at the age of 91. He died of complications of pneumonia at the UCLA hospital in Santa Monica. A resident of Los Angeles since 1948, he was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and attended graduate school, Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania, where shortly thereafter he entered the theater, the Pacific Theater, in World War II. As a resident since 1948, Alan Jones built his real estate career in the 1950s with commercial properties in and around Los Angeles International Airport, when commercial airline service was just getting off the ground. From 1960 to 1963, he served in government. He was then appointed by then Governor Pat Brown as the director of the California Disaster Office, the State Emergency Services Headquarters. As an active volunteer with the Democratic Party in many civic causes, Jonas was also a president of the Los Angeles County branch of the American Cancer Society in the late 1960s and was later chairman of the organization's National Board of Directors. Speaking at a 1980 dinner in his honor at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, the famous actor Gregory Peck remarked, also a longtime volunteer with the cancer group, described Jonas as probably the most, quote, probably the most persistent non-paid volunteer in the history of the Cancer Society, end quote. Jonas was also a former chairman of LA's BEST, an after-school enrichment education and recreation program, and vice president of the nonprofit Constitutional Rights Foundation, and a leader in the American Civil Rights Union, ACLU, I should say, of Southern California. Jonas and his wife Dorothy also helped found the Santa Monica Rape Treatment Center and were active and early supporters of NOW, the National Organization of Women. In addition to his wife, Mr. President, and son Tony, Jonas survivors include his sons Andy Jonas, Larry Kinesic, his daughter Bonnie Sloan, 9 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. He'll be sorely missed. May our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends.
Thank you, Senator DeLeon. I ask that you please bring the name forward to the desk so we can properly document this tribute and convey our sympathies to the family. Under motions and resolutions, Senator Gaines.
Thank you for this opportunity to make an announcement. I just wanted to take this time to remind you that we have the 52nd annual California Prayer Breakfast that's coming up Thursday, May 9th. It's going to be at the Sheraton Grand, so we'd hope that you would join us. And secondly, we also have the Legislators Fellowship and Bible Study led by Pastor Frank Erb. And I just wanted to remind you of the times. Tuesdays at 12 noon, the Capitol Room, 125, and that's for legislators, staff, and lobbyists. And then on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. in the Assembly Rules Conference Room, 3171, that's legislators only. And then Wednesdays at 12 noon in my office, just to serve as an alternative. If you can't make it Wednesday morning, we're meeting at noon in my office. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. Is there any further business? Seeing none, Senator Fuller, the desk is clear.
Members, the schedule for the next 2 days is as follows. Wednesday is a check-in day. On Thursday, the governor will address the legislature in joint convention for his State of the State address. We will convene on the Senate floor Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Please be school teacher prompt as we walk over to the assembly chambers together at 8:45. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Colleagues, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 8:30 a.m.